Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is your standard of quality for complete chewing satisfaction. There's only one genuine Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, and it always has the name Wrigley's on the wrapper.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents Island Venture. Tropical islands, scattered bits of jade from a broken necklace among the blue waters of the Central Pacific, thatched houses huddled together, dense forbidding jungles, superstitious natives plowing their meager fields with water buffalo under a blazing sky. To this setting, Gil Perry and Trigger Brett, two ex-Navy men, have returned to establish an airline. Our story tells the problems and experiences of these two modern pioneers, whose strength of purpose and Navy training have given them the skill and enterprise with which to create their peacetime success.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is your standard of quality for complete chewing satisfaction.
Now, as a tribute to our Navy, and for your entertainment, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum present Island Venture.
These men who sit before you, judge them, O spirit of the hidden world. Wicked servant of Ganaga, judge them. Speak to us. Answer us, O Kalayan.
I voodoo may not. I voodoo may not.
Sacrifice to Kalayan.
A huge cave deep in a jungle hill, with charcoal fires burning red through its deep gloom, with blazing torches like flaming daggers, etching in sharp relief the cold, impassive face of the high priest who stands on the raised altar. A white robe drapes his body, and a long sword, in the image of a writhing snake, is held in both hands straight before him. Green slime oozes from jagged rock walls that tower to lofty heights. Breech-clothed natives, their faces contorted in hideous grimaces, dance along the raised side of the cave. A hellish, soul-shaking pageant of darkness, pierced by the icy, monotonous voice of the high priest.
Let Kalayaran speak. Let him raise his hand and cast his enemies into eternity. Judge them guilty who sinned against you. Let us be guided by your decision. Guilty men will die.
Below them, on the floor of the cavern, six men crouch in fear and hopelessness beside the charcoal fires. Fires whose dancing, leaping tongues of blue and orange flame spread deadly gas along the bottom of the satanic hall.
Judge these men, O spirit of Galaga! If they sleep, they die!
Now, the heads of the six doomed men roll on their shoulders. As the deadly gas eats into their lungs, as it flows through their bloodstreams, slowly, one by one, the six men drop to the floor, their eyes closed in the sleep of death, their bodies stilled, except for spasmodic twitching. And from the high sides of the cave, there rises a great triumphant shout.
Kalayaran has spoken, people of Ganaga. These men who have sinned against him sleep. Their disobedience to my commands has met with disfavor in the eyes of our great spirit. May you learn from this example of his judgment that I, his appointed prophet, must be obeyed. Bring those men to me now. Bring them here to the altar. that I, the chosen one of Conlairan, may plunge this sacred sword into their sinful hearts. Conlairan, so wills it. Conlairan has spoken.
Now, what's with you, Gil? You ain't hardly opened your yap all morning.
Right at the moment, I'm thinking about where we're going. About Ganaga. And about how much business we may get out of Jules de Corn.
Don't you ever think of nothing but business?
Sure. How to get it. Well, there's Ganaga now, dead ahead.
Oh, yeah. Who's this LeConte guy, anyway? How come all of a sudden we fly 1,000 miles to call on him?
Didn't you hear what Mr. Dornbus said about him?
Sure, I heard him say he was a big shot. That he got a street or something named after him in Europe or someplace, but what's that? In some of them countries, they name a street after you 1 week and chase you down it the next.
LeConte comes from someplace around South America. He's the biggest, most prosperous planter in this neck of the Pacific. And if we get his business, we'll be cutting ourselves a nice hunk of cake.
I'll bet you we get the heave-ho. If he's that rich, he's got his own planes.
All right, my optimistic pal. But take a look over the side, will you? See, can you spot a nice level place to set this crate down on?
Well, I can't see nothing down there level enough to sit down on. Let's have a look at the beach.
The fact that we haven't seen a decent landing strip kind of explodes your pearl of pessimism that LeConte has planes, doesn't it? Or doesn't it?
He might have float planes. Hey! Hey, have a gander at that house right under us.
Yeah. LeConte's probably. Normo said he lived in a castle.
It looks like Grand Central Station. Only maybe Grand Central's a little smaller. How come he's got a house that big?
Maybe he takes in boarders. How's this beach look to you?
Good. Sit her down.
Well, you've got a welcoming committee. Here come the natives.
Well, not many of them. Why so quiet? They ain't letting out a peep.
Could be. This is Silent Thursday. Well, let's get out and say hello.
Yeah. Hey, they're saying something now. You know what? Someday I'm going to learn this Polynesian stuff.
After you learn English, huh?
Brother, are you carrying the ball today? You're sending them over like lead balloons. Hey, now look. What's the idea of them all kneeling down? If Pop was here, he'd say they recognized him as a big chief.
Maybe it's me.
They're frightened of something.
Not us. You ain't that homely.
I'm going to try and talk to them. Those guys are really scared. We friends, not be frightened. We friends belong you. You savvy friends. You there, big fella. You savvy friends.
Me savvy master. You flower flagmans. Flower flagmans good.
Flower flagman, huh? He knows we're Americans. It isn't us they're scared of.
Flower flagmans good. Me like, people like. People like Marines.
The Marines must have been on this dump during the war.
Yeah.
You Marines? You help Kakiri, maybe so. You help, master?
We're not Marines, Kakiri. But if we can do something...
Hey, coming down the beach, Gil, another bunch of natives. And them jokers are sore about something. Listen at him.
That guy leading them may be LeConte.
Yeah, but what's he sore about? And what's he doing with a whip?
Please, you help, master. Please help from Kulan, please.
Kulan? Is that the guy with the whip? Him man with whip, Kakiri?
Yes, master. Him bad. Please help, master. Please, him bad.
Kakiri! You men, get away from that plane.
Please, you help, master. Please.
I said get away from that plane, Kakiri. Get back where you belong.
He ain't hurting nothing.
Mind your own business. Back where you belong, Kakiri. All of you. You've been told not to come out here.
I do nothing, master.
Don't
Kakiri
talk
do
back
nothing.
To me. When I speak, jump. Jump, you understand?
Hey, lay off of that whip.
Hey, what's the idea, fella? Guy wasn't doing nothing.
Help, master. Please help.
Keep your mouth shut, you lazy dog. I said move. I said move now.
And I said lay off of that whip. Lay off. Before I take it away from you.
Watch it, Gil, watch it. He's got a gun.
That's right, mister. I've got a gun. So don't move. Either of you.
Yeah?
But what I say? I'm running things around here, and I'm running them in my own way. Now, what are you two doing down here on Ganaga?
Nuts to you, you big ape. Just put down that gun and I'll
pull the trigger out now. I'm Perry, Kulan, if that's your name.
It's my name, Perry. And you'll probably get to know it a lot better before too long.
Yeah, and with 20 guys to back you up and a gun in your mitt, I bet we...
Shut up, you!
Brett's the name, Mr. Brett!
Cut it out, Trigger. Brett and I are with Inter-Island Air Service, Q-Lan. We came here to Ganaga to see Jules Lacan on business. So how about telling him we're here?
Orders, huh?
Let's call it a request. How about it? Do we get to see Lacan?
Everybody who comes to Ganaga gets to see Monsieur Lacan sooner or later. Though I guess you will, too. Sooner or later.
You! Kagiri! Arrest you lazy rats! I told you to get out of here! I told you to get back to work! Back to work! Get going!
You're a sweet character, aren't you, Q-Lan?
Perhaps you'll learn just how sweet, Perry. Now we'll go.
To see Lacan?
Perhaps. I told you you'd see him sooner or later. Now move, and don't try any tricks. I'll have this gun on you all the way.
Yo, I think we're walking into something. Want to try and make a break for it?
No.
Well, if we're fast, we can make it, Gil. If we get into the jungle, then we can find that Kakiri.
No, Trigger. I want to see Lacan. Haven't you noticed all the fields around here? Almost every foot of them under cultivation. I think Lacan's going to be quite pleased to have us show him how he can get his stuff to market faster. Anyway, we're here. Now I'm going to see him.
Okay, okay. Hey, what's with that chicken with all the feathers pulled off it hanging on that tree there? A bunch of pins sticking in it, too.
Keep moving, Brett. Keep going.
Ah, nuts. Oh, what's with it, Gil? What's with the chicken?
I think it's voodoo, Trigger. It looks like one of its symbols.
Oh, you're wacky. They don't practice voodoo out on these islands.
You mean you never heard of its being practiced? Well, neither have I, but...
Well, now what?
Right ahead there. Through those trees.
You mean that pole with the iron ball on top?
Yeah. It's a voodoo altar, all right. I've seen pictures of them. Oh, I'm sure they practice voodoo here.
Oh, maybe that's the angle in that whipping back there. Maybe Kakiri and his outfit are a gang of voodoo nuts.
It's possible.
Yeah. Well, now I don't know what to think. Who's right and who's wrong?
Perry! Brett! Turn left here.
Hey, look at the size of this joint. Must be 100 rooms.
Up those steps, Perry. Brett! Now in that door. Get going.
We're going. And why don't you try saying please?
Don't get him sore, Drinker.
Have a look at this room. Just like the Yale Bull without the goalposts.
Into this room here. Inside.
If you put your mitts on me, I'll...
Not now, Trigger.
You'll stay right here, both of you. And if you'll take a tip, you won't try to get out. Spears make nasty holes, you know. Very nasty.
Monsieur Lacan.
Oh, I do wish you'd not, Q-Lan. I've told you repeatedly.
I'm sorry, Monsieur.
Oh, you're always sorry. Well, what did you wish to see me about? Tell me something that I already know. That you've brought up the two men who landed in that plane.
There's something else, Monsieur.
More insurrection? Oh, dear, don't tell me that, Q-Lan. Not after last night when we subjected six of their ringleaders to the will of Konlai-Aran. They're getting most unruly, my people. And all too frequently of late, they are showing a tendency toward a will of their own.
Monsieur...
I am speaking, Q-Lan. They are also beginning to have ideas of freedom and of receiving pay for their labor. It was most unfortunate for my people the American Marines came here.
Monsieur, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Q-Lan, I hope I never have to remind you again that I am speaking. Well, where was I? Oh, you completely disrupted my train of thought. Well, what have you to tell me, Q-Lan? Out with it.
The natives, monsieur. When those two men stepped out of their plane, Kagiri and his group were kneeling on the ground before them. I was too far away to hear what they said.
Oh, you're always too far away. Go on, go on.
I couldn't hear what Kagiri was saying, monsieur, but it was evident that he thought the two airmen were superior beings.
Yes, their khaki clothing, of course. Primitive association of ideas.
Yes, monsieur. Kagiri probably thought they were Marines, and if he spreads the story to the island people that the Marines are back, it may cause another serious revolt. We must do something about it, monsieur.
Oui! My cigarette is out, Q-Lan.
Yes, monsieur, but...
Light it, Q-Lan.
Yes, monsieur.
don't ever permit yourself to become so unobserving again, Kula. It annoys me. Those two airmen, what are their names?
Harry and Brett, monsieur. They said they came here to Kunaga to see you about business.
Well, do you doubt it?
No, monsieur.
Well, then why bore me with unnecessary details? You know, Kulan, I rather like the idea that my people think these two airmen are Marines. I think it's the answer to some of my most pressing difficulties. If, through the great might of Konlayaran, I can destroy them, if through his might I can bring to them the sleep of the guilty, then, Kulan, then, I am sure that the power of our worshipful spirit, as invested in me, his humble follower, will never again be doubted. As you did well to bring the men to me.
Thank you, monsieur. And I
oh, dear, I knew I should never have complimented you. In 30 minutes, Kulan, bring the airmen here. 30 minutes, no more, no less. I have some arrangements to make. Some arrangements for their welcome. Oh, I think your idea of shipping my produce by air is a most admirable one, Mr. Perry. Most admirable. I'm very honored and grateful that you saw fit to fly so many miles to tell me about it.
Then we may plan on getting some of your business, Monsieur Lecomte?
But of course, my dear fellow, of course you may count on it. As I said, I'm in your debt that you've offered me the opportunity. Won't you have another cup of tea, Mr. Bed? Allow me, please.
Oh, there's one thing I'd like to ask you about, Monsieur Lecomte.
Oh, anything, my boy, anything at all. My life here on this island is an open book.
On our way up here from the beach, along the trail,
You saw some strange objects? Yes. Why, I laughed, but it really isn't a laughing matter. No, far from it. Some of the natives, oh, not all of them, of course, but a considerable number, are adherents to a pagan cult.
Voodoo, huh?
You could call it that, I suppose, Mr. Brett.
Is that Kakiri, one of them voodoo guys?
Kakiri. Oh, yes, Kakiri. I was trying to place the boy. Is he an adherent? Well, perhaps so. But I really don't know. Why do you ask, Mr. Brett?
He was down on the beach when we landed, and that Kulan lug gave him a whipping.
Kulan used the whip? Oh, I'm so glad you told me, Mr. Brett. I've told Kulan repeatedly never to use force with any of the natives. I shall most certainly discipline him for it. I don't like that at all. Not at all. Not at all.
Hey. You hear that? Those tom-toms.
Yeah, they ain't far away either.
Well, it's a meeting of the cult we were speaking about. I was advised about it only a short while ago. Some very special meeting, so I was told. Perhaps you'd like to see it yourselves. I can promise you a most interesting experience.
Well, what do you say, Gil? Do they take rabbits out of hats, Lecomte?
Much more than that, Mr. Brett. Would you like to go, Mr. Perry? No, don't if you don't wish to, but I'm sure you'll find it something that you'll probably never see again.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to see one of those meetings.
You won't find it disappointing, Mr. Perry. I'll get someone to escort you there. I regret that I won't be able to take you myself.
You want me, Master?
This is Zula, gentlemen, my personal servant. He'll guide you to the cave. Zula, take my friends to the meeting. See to it that they have seats on the floor. It won't be too crowded there, you see, and you'll be able to see everything. Now, if you will excuse me.
Sure, Lecomte, run along.
You wish go now, Master?
Yeah, why not? Lead the way, guy.
This way, Masters. Follow Zula.
What do you think of this bird, Lecomte, Gil?
I don't know. He seems all right. And yet he doesn't.
Yeah, he's got a phony ring for me, too. But what the heck if he gives us his business?
We are cave masters. Watch them head, please.
He ain't kidding. Watch them heads. How they ought to put lights in this dump.
And there's lights ahead in the main part of the cave there, Sam.
Huh, now I do. I wish they'd hold this thing outdoors. It's got a funny smell.
Yeah.
Hey, look at the size of this joint. It must run all the way under the hill. And have a gander at the crowd.
Yeah. There's Kakiri over there. So I guess he is one of the boys.
And there's our little pal, Kulan.
Sit here, Master. On the floor. Not stand. Sit. must sit.
By this fire? Are you nuts? It's too doggone hot.
Sit. Must sit. Must sit here.
Sit down, Trigger. We can move after a while.
But why the fires? They don't need them in this heat.
It may be a part of the ritual.
What's the matter? You getting the creeps? I am.
I'm wondering why everybody but us is up on the sides of the cave. We're the only two on the floor.
They kind of told us it wouldn't be crowded. He meant it. Hey, take a look at that bird on the altar. He looks like something out of Hollywood. He's going to make a speech.
Oh, God, come, Lion. Guardian spirit of Ganaga, hear us.
Trigger, do you recognize that voice?
The call. He's the big shot.
Judge.
I knew he was a phony.
Spirit of the hidden world. Judge these men who stand before you.
Listen. You hear what he
judge
said?
Them, oh,
judge the men who stand before...
Speak
well, that's us. We're the only guys here.
Us,
I'm getting out of here, Gil.
I'm afraid we can't, Trigger.
What do you mean, can't? You can walk, can't you?
There's only one door, Trigger.
Guys standing in front of it with spears. What's the idea, Gil? What's this all about?
I don't know, but it's not good. I'm afraid it's my fault. I led you into this.
Nuts, you led me into it. We gotta figure a way out of this. I...
Hey, you feel funny?
Yeah. And you?
A little. Kind of like I was flying at 20,000 feet without an oxygen mask.
Yeah, I feel... kind of sleepy.
Don't sleep, Trigger, don't. It's this fire.
Fire?
This charcoal fire. It's giving out carbon dioxide. That's what's doing it, fella. We're being knocked out.
Yeah. I want to go to sleep. That's all. Just go to sleep.
Trigger, no. Fight it. Try, Trigger. Try. You can't go to sleep.
I'm sorry, fella. I want to go to sleep. I feel sleepy. Nice and sleepy.
No, Trigger, no. I got an idea. Got an idea. This gas hangs low on the bottom of the cave. If we can get higher up to the altar.
I can't hear you, guy. I guess the jig's up for old Trigger. I guess the jig's up.
There's still a chance, guy. There's still a chance. You hear me? There's still a chance if I can. I can do it.
Therefore, they sleep. The guardian spirit has entered. Conlion has spoken. Bring them to me. Bring those two men here to the altar that I, chosen one of Conlion, may plunge this sacred sword into their sinful hearts. Bring them. Bring them here to me.
Here, master. Here are sinful ones.
Lay them before me, Tanaka. Lay them on the sacrificial altar that I may pierce their hearts. First this one.
He lies before you, master. Plunge knife that Conloyaran may see. Plunge deep, master.
Oh, winged spirit, see me. Guardian of Ganaga, watch me as I raise the sacred sword. See me, Conloyaran, as I plunge...
I wasn't not as cold as you thought. Now I'll take that sword. Stand back, all of you. Stand back, or I'll run this sword through you.
Trigger. Trigger, try and snap out of it. Try, fella, try. Come on, we gotta get out of here. Trigger. Trigger.
Huh?
Huh? Attaboy, Trigger. Come on, snap out of it, guy.
I don't get it, Gil. What happened?
Come on, try and get on your feet, fella. Here, I'll help you.
I am trying, Gil. Hey, how'd we get up here? What's going on?
Never mind now, Trigger. We gotta get out of here. We gotta run for it. Stand back. Stand back, all of you.
They're coming up here, Gil. We're cooked, Gil. There isn't a chance.
The sword must mean something. The court uses it in the ritual.
People of Ganaga, look. The sword of Conloyaran.
They stopped. That sword does mean something, Gil.
Kakiri. Kakiri.
What, master? Here, Kakiri. You Malina, You mean I know now.
I'm not, but skip it. Tell your people, Kakiri. They free now. Tell them they no more slaves. Tell them LeCount no more be boss. Tell them quick, Kakiri, quick.
Me tell, master. You no Kahara Honda. You no Kahara LeCount.
It's got him, Gil. Kakiri's got him sold. We're okay now. But what I don't get is how you got off the floor. How'd we get out of that gas? Me, I was a gone bunny.
I may believe that the gas got me too, Trigger. There was only one chance of getting out of that spot. And that was to make LeCount believe that we both passed out. So I just folded up on the floor.
Yeah, I know the rest, fella. And you're sure a guy to go places was any place at all. Well, let's not fool around too much, Gil. Let's get going. This joint still kind of gives me the creeps.
No, there's nothing to worry about now, Trigger. LeCount was the guy who had these people buffaloed with that doggone voodoo stuff of his.
And LeCount ain't around anymore, huh?
Nope, he isn't around anymore. He and his pal Culan left the island last night in a pretty big hurry with practically all the native population chasing him.
Look what's coming.
Well, that's Kakiri, leading those natives. I mean, he's a good boy.
Me talk you, master, please. Me talk you.
Sure, Kakiri. What's on your mind? What do you want to say?
People want you be king, master. People want you be king, Gonaga.
Me? Oh, no, they no want me, Kakiri. Tell them much obliged, but no can do. Tell them your people do elect own king.
Want you, master. People want you.
I'm sorry, Kakiri. Your people all free now. No more slaves for LeCount. You can work for yourselves. You have freedom now. And that's quite a thing to have. The greatest thing in the world.
And brother, you can say that again.
Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is your standard of quality for complete chewing satisfaction. There's only one genuine Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, and it always has the name Wrigley's on the wrapper. Friends, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum hope you enjoyed tonight's story of Island Venture. Listen again next week when police search for an escaped convict on Ilopan. Gil and Trigger seek important evidence at the bottom of the sea when Wrigley's Spearmint Gum brings you Island Venture. Next week, part of the country goes on daylight saving time. If your area remains on standard time, tune in Island Venture 1 hour earlier. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is your standard of quality for complete chewing satisfaction. This program has come to you from our Chicago studios in the Wrigley Building. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.